On Break of a Rogues, good morning, great morning. My name is Roberto and I'm ID on Break of a Rogue. Today is March 15 of 2024. By the way, you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. ubrogue@gmail.com. The fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of high-power content, motivation, and your ability to execute, right? So today we're going to talk about to be still, be relaxed, be in a mode. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to do things when you're in that moment of peace and meditation, right? You are going to put your mind in a position of power, when you control, right? So the power of meditation. The power of, you know, the most problems that happen at any single moment, at any given time, is because people don't know how to stay quiet, how to stay still. Like this weekend, the past weekend, we stayed home, and we've been staying home a lot of weekends for the past, since we just got into the new city. So we're just kind of like understanding. But, you know, I've been away from social media, my friends, because I've been doing a lot of work on my own. We've been, you know, creating a lot of content but doing more of a self-assessment, right? I don't know how long you guys don't spend with yourselves and you spend like literally in a quiet moment and writing and understanding who you are. What are you going to do within the next, you know, 5 days, within the next 10 days, within the next month, within the next year? Because we don't spend enough time sitting still, sitting relaxed. Like I literally took a walk about 20 minutes ago, and great walk. In the morning, I do a maximum between 45 to an hour of solid meditation. When I don't allow myself to even step to pee or anything else, my mind has to be calm. My mind has to be relaxed. And I've been, you know, practicing for quite a while. I have not mastered yet in a way that you silence everything, silence all the noise. And there's my phone is in a silent mode. My phone, and sometimes like Friday night, the phone is off. There's no phone at all. I turn my phone on probably around maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I don't check the emails. I don't do anything else that doesn't have to do with my spirit, with my self-assessment. And you know, the outcome of all of these practices, man, I feel so much better. And you know, when I started to feel a little bit of a anxious, you know, to, you know, I'm on a deadline to do some work on my own, and I'm gonna be so much ahead because I plan in a way that my mind is already programmed to win. Right, the art of visualization, you know, the art of and a lot of things that and you can ask, well, I mean, well, how do I do it? Well, for the past couple of years, I've been reading. I'm always a reader, right? So I spend a lot of time. Sometimes, you know, the good thing about I spend the most of my time in Ohio, right? And I don't live in Ohio anymore. So the winters, I mean, there's the winters are pretty harsh in that place. And winters that, I mean, it's so cold out there that, you know, who's literally going to drive on a Friday after you come from work? So the weekends are just reading and studying and utilizing your time. So I spend a lot of time reading, you know, books about, if you haven't read The Powers of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy, you know, the book of Marcus Aurelius, Meditation, and, you know, poetry as well, you know, some... like Russian literature, you know, you got to read pretty much everything. You got to be a well-documented individual, right? And that's how you find the things that, you know, how these guys thought. I'm taking this class online, and this guy was explaining about the, you know, the Bedouins in the desert before the, I don't know, 1,000 years ago. These guys were just wondering. I mean, that's their style of living in the desert. So they don't have any electronics, any distractions. So they spend a lot of times thinking, a lot of time, you know, in an environment that I was, you know, control. So they spent a lot of time, for lack of a better word, you know, wandering in the desert, but they give them the ability to become knowledge in hunting and survival. And, there was no like noise, there's no highways in the desert. So they, you know, it's, I mean, what a life. I mean, I would have probably spent a month with these guys, how they actually live in a daily basis, how they think, how they, you know, they drink coffee, they don't drink coffee, they don't drink alcohol. Because, obviously, the societies are too contaminated by noise. So we don't have enough time to sit in a quiet place and think your day, or I'm going to plan my day, we're going, so, and that's the problem. So when I go drive early in the morning, and it's like, with so many cars in the road, right? So if you don't spend your time understanding the quiet moments that this life is giving you, I've been talking to my daughter more often lately, and I said, you just gotta do it, man. You just gotta sit in a quiet room and like in the weekend. And the problem that human beings, we're so impatient creatures. We always want to go out and my wife went out with a friend a couple of days ago, and you know, during the weekend, and so we went to the store, and there was like a lot. I mean, what is the middle of the week? What, these guys are like shopping, right? It's just like, it's like, dude, I just want to buy, you know, a thing that I needed. And it's because we are creatures of, we cannot sit still. We always got to go spend money and doing things that they're not in conjunction with your daily, with your well-being. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, stay sit all the time, but the learning, the experience, because that allows us to become a better individuals. And I do apologize to being a little bit of a philosophical this episode, but it makes sense, because the, just go and sit for 5 minutes in a busy road. 5 minutes. And if you don't feel the vibrations, when you're driving on a bridge, right? And a truck passes you by, and the bridge, you know, shakes and vibrates. Imagine if you sit for 5 minutes to just feel all those trucks coming back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It is pretty disturbing. It is pretty darn disturbing, the amount of noise. Even the magical of this human body, all the stuff that we put in our bodies, and still, you know, if you're alive in this moment, and if you think, if you go back in time and you just kind of, you know, remember how, you know, either you had an accident, or you fell on a bike, or maybe you fell in a building, or you know, you scraped, and you're like, hold this, we've been, and still, your body still recovers. The human body is an amazing machine. I was in a bookstore. I bought a book a few um, a few months ago that I gotta be able to, I'm gonna be able to reread again. And the book, it is How Not to Die by Michael Greger, MD, you know, the founder of the nutritionfacts.org, right? It's a New York Times bestseller. And it really does, how things happen in the world of food. The stuff we put, everything is in conjunction on your daily activities. Like, are you drinking enough water? Your body is 90% water. Why are we not drinking enough water? The vibrations. What are we listening? I was, you know, driving and it's just like boom, boom, all this like rap and all this loud music. The vibrations of this music, you know, like all this heavy metal, all this noise, all this electronic music that is, you know, I'm a fan of electronic music. Don't get me wrong. If I'm in depending on the state of mind that I'm in, is this some sort of vibrations that I attract to my body? Like some mornings I just put, you know, like classical music, like Mozart and or you know, Tchaikovsky or some sort of you know, jazz music, so you can have your body relax, take enough bath. I was watching this real estate show and they showed these massive bathrooms, but have you realized? And my wife is one of them, right? She hates baths. I love baths. I think I use more the tub. Like probably anybody that has been living in this place for the past 20 years. I can honestly say that probably I'm the only one, maybe one or two people in 20 years that have used that bathtub. Epsom salt baths. And just like feeling that. Let me have a drink of water, if you please. Right? You gotta sit still, because your body, and the reason I'm saying that is when you have those moments of peace and quiet, you can actually produce more. You can actually execute more. And have you realized that the more you do, I'm talking about doing more, doing things for your body and for your own and for your environment, like you do for somebody else's. And the reason this movement is happening right now is because people are doing a lot of stuff for other people, and they don't have time to sit and relax. Like, have you heard the expression of, "Oh my God, I wish I had more time. I wish I, you know, it's like must be nice, you know." We don't spend time massaging our bodies. We don't spend enough time thanking our bodies. We just don't. We just don't. And you're doing a disservice because, and the reason, even some countries, they decided to, you know, why work, you know, all 40, 60. It's like I was going to some stuff online and, oh, like minimum 60 hours a week. 60 hours a week, man. I mean, when do you have time to actually calibrate? I mean, if you're young, but yeah, you're, you know, 20, 30 years old. Yeah, you can work 60, 70 hours. But when you are close to 50, as I am, it's like, I work. I mean, it depends what you're building in a weekly basis. But just because I want to work, we're not giving enough time in our bodies to actually execute it, because we're not having enough time to recuperate the body. We don't have time to recoup the body in a way that I'm taking, you know, I need to recharge this 3 days. So, I'm doing some work, you know, I do my walk and do this, I do a lot of stuff, but I have like, man, I'm a little bit dehydrated because of the same reason I was doing this work and I just didn't drink enough water. So I am guilty in a lot of stuff too. So I'm going to just be, you know, be truthful and honest. And I'm like, man, Because as a guy's weed, so but I'm getting better. So right now I'm gonna get another sip of water and boom, I think I'm gonna have like four or five glasses of water. Obviously, depend on your activity, right? But what I do spend a lot of lately is my time of tranquility. I did some yoga in the morning. I did some stretching, and I'm writing my schedule in a way that what's going to be the non-negotiable factors on my life, the non-negotiables that I'm going to be doing for myself. Because at the end of the day, I want to be able to do your activities more energized, right? So what happened on Sunday night, right? Most people are like, oh, Sunday night, and you have that stomach feeling like, oh my God, I gotta, and like Friday night, like I love Fridays, right? Because Friday, everybody's in a good mood. They're gonna go on the weekend. They're ready to go. But what Sunday night comes, and like, you know, that the stomach cramps start following. It happened to all of us, right? But when you are programming your mind and you know, and have that vision of where are you going. Like, I'm trying to recruit this guy into the real estate, and he's like so overworked in what he does. And I told the dude, I said, look, you just got to think that this is just I've been there before. Because you're so overworked, you know, you're like, you know, there's not enough people so doing what you're doing. So you are in a constantly running method. So you don't have time to recoup your body to regenerate the cells and to relax in a way that, oh, now I can do my work, you know, in a daily basis. Which is very dangerous because a lot of folks and everything is correlated to, you know, the high blood pressure and the stress. Like I said, people, they're not going to die from hard work. What they're going to die is the stress, the high blood pressure, and the amount of food intake people eat in a daily basis. So this weekend, reconnect with yourself, sit still, relax, enjoy the the beautiful pleasures of life. And I do a lot of walks in the park because it allows me to become more efficient with my time. So when Sunday comes, I go to bed early in the morning on Sunday because I know that the next week is coming. So I'm prepared right now. My week is already started because right now, even though it's Friday, by when it comes Sunday night, I'm already mentally prepared to go and kill it because of this, all the sitting still and relaxing and visualizing, and man, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Let's go. It's gonna happen. So you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com, ubrogue@gmail.com. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Be nice to people, smile, and go walk in a different neighborhood. I love walking, like literally sometimes my wife's like, what are you doing? It's like, honey, let me drive to this neighborhood. Like nobody, like literally I go and just like walk and just... And I become present, and I just like, and I feel like I belong here. And most obviously on the neighborhoods that we go is like, you know, like multi-million-dollar homes and, you know, some, you know, like nice like farmhouses. And I just go driving and I want to feel the energy. That's what we need to do. Feel more the energy. So go out there and have fun. Go, you know, go to an antique store. But remember, learn to sit still. Like, what's his name? Bruce Lee used to become the water. Be a teapot, you become the teapot. Flow like water, but sometimes, you know, you got to sit still. And not like water, because if water sits still for too long, stinks. So you always got to have that fluidity, even though you sit still, but you are improving, you're moving along the way the energy waves that this universe goes and flows. Energy flows. Positivity. Have a good afternoon. UBRogue@gmail.com.